thing that you carry water in from a well or something is the what?
Well, that some call it bucket and some pail.
Okay, is there any difference in them?
Well, they could be, but the old bucket type, we call that what to let down in the well and draw the water out.
Mm-hmm.
And the pail is what to take it to the house and back.
I see. Well, was the bucket, or I mean, was the pail made out of wood or metal, or could it be?
Well, the old ones are made out of wood.
But even if it was metal, it could still be a pail?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What about the thing that you scrape, if you live on a farm especially, you might scrape food into it to take out and feed the hogs with, or something, a container that you might keep in the kitchen to scrape leftovers into?
Slop bucket.
That's
right. Slop bucket. What about the thing that you fry eggs in the morning?
Skillet.
Okay. What about a big thing? Sometimes they used to be outside to boil water in.
Pot.
Okay. You ever hear that called a kettle?
Yes, sir.
Or what is a kettle?
Well, that it's one and the same.
Okay, they're both the same thing.
That's right.
I think when they used to wash in them, my aunt used to boil water and wash clothes in them, and I think she called it a wash kettle. What do you put flowers in to put them on a table or something?
A vase inside, and outside it's a pot.
Okay. The thing, when you sit down to eat, usually you have a plate, and then what do you eat with?
Knives and forks.
Okay, and you stir your coffee with a
spoon.
Okay. And then when you get through eating, you do what to the dishes?
Wash them.
Okay.
I have.
Every once in a while. Somebody has to, though. When if you get soap off of them, you do what to them?
Rinse them.
Okay. What kind of a rag or cloth do you use for washing dishes?
Well, it's called a dish rag.
Okay. And what do you dry them with?
Call it a drying towel.
Okay. What about, what do you wash your face with in the mornings?
In the lavatory.
Okay, but what kind of a rag do you use?
Face towel.
Okay. What do you turn on to get water in your sink?
Faucet.
Okay. And if the weather gets down real cold, your pots might do what?
Freeze.
Okay, and when they freeze, they'll do what?
Burst.
Right. My daddy had that happen last winter, and that's a mess. It's no fun at all. I don't guess they use them much anymore, but used to you could buy meal or flour or something in a big wooden thing. Maybe molasses or something.
Barrel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard the term a large stand?
Large stand.
For lard or anything?
Lard cans and buckets.
Okay. If you trying to pour some water into a narrow neck jug or something, you might need a. Okay. And if you buy some groceries at the store, they might put them in a paper what to take?
Bag.
Okay. What about a bag or a sack that's made out of cloth?
Not much anymore.
Okay, what would you call it? A bag or a sack?
Call it a sack.
Sack. Do you remember when they used to make them and the cloth had pretty designs and things on it so that you could use them to make clothes out of?
Yeah.
What about a sack that potatoes might come in? What would that be made out of?
Burlap, mostly.
Okay, and you just call it a burlap bag or burlap sack?
Mm-hmm.
What about a thing that you might use to drive horses to switch them with?
Whip.
Okay.